Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this inspiration this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we know you made man to enjoy man. You made man to have godly children to walk with and share with and experience life together with them. And so we thank you. We thank you for the prophets who you called out, circumcised and who walked with, and the beautiful 12 disciples that you also called out, circumcised their hearts to be open to your praise. And after you'd paid the price, I love thinking about it this morning. You said you have to prepare a place for us. The Father's house has many rooms in his kingdom. There's room for all of us because we were predestined in Jesus to have it. But you had to go prepare it. So thank you, Lord, that not only did you take away our sins and preach to the prophets of old and brought them into the new and the better covenant, you also put the devil out. He was taking the place there of man, accusing man, and you put him out so that we can now be raised and seated together with you in heavenly places. So thank you for this word, Lord, this encouragement that we are your children, we are your temples, we are your people, circumcised in the heart to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 3, verse 1 to 6. Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendations to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets or stones, but on tablets of human hearts. Such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The heart of God for godly offspring and children of obedience. And praise God, we see the prophets, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, a number of them spoke about it. And where he speaks about a new and a better covenant I will make with them. I'll take away their sins. And then I'll make them my people. And how does he do that? He says, he'll give them a new heart and a new spirit. And so that they revere him, they fear him, perfect love casts out all fear for the good, for their own good and for the good of their children's children. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? And then he says, he plants us. We're in the kingdom and we planted wherever we are. We're there to tap into the Lord by the Spirit, not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit, and then bring forth the fragrance of God. It's so beautiful. We can see this in Romans 5 as well, where we have peace with God now through the work of redemption. And it's this, like, we don't have to recommend ourselves. God has done everything. He's made us adequate. It's of God that we are in Christ Jesus. We are now married to him, co-heirs with him, tapped into him like branches into a vine. He's our wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness. That's everything pertaining to life and godliness. So brothers and sisters, be blessed, be encouraged again. God loves you. God is for you. And you need to be just totally dedicated as well. You want what God wants. You want nothing more, nothing less. His will be done, his kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.